Dr. Pinsky dictating a Mount Sinai meet on July 29 on Douglas Reynolds, R-E-Y-N-O-L-D-S. Douglas Reynolds is a 46-year-old Mount who reports he was injured while working on 2/14/19. But on that occasion, he was situated 40 feet high on a tree and then fell off to the ground. Apparently, he did not experience loss of consciousness, but believes he injured his whole body. But he was seen at Virtual Emergency Room the same day. Prior to this and further evaluation, he understands his final diagnosis to be bruised collarbones, ribs, back, and heel. Prior to, he did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active care. Prior to, new paragraph, as per his claim petition, he alleged injuries to the head, concussion, left heel, collarbone, left hand, and back. Period. Treatment records show he was seen at the emergency room that same day. Period. He reported falling about 50 feet from a tree that afternoon about 2:30. Period. Refused a collar upon arrival to the emergency room. Period. Complained of left wrist, heel, and back pain. Period. He actually had driven himself to the ER and was ambulatory. Period. He denied loss of consciousness, hitting his head, or neck pain. Period. He had a history of opiate abuse on Suboxone. Period. He was examined and underwent numerous x-rays. Period. There was minor tenderness of the left, with the left wrist range of motion. Period. He had minor tenderness to palpation on both collarbones. Period. There was a small area of ecchymosis on the medial aspect of the left heel. But otherwise, a very unremarkable exam. Pretty into it, numerous diagnostic studies to be inserted as well. Period. New paragraph on 4/29/19. He was seen by a podiatrist, Dr. Cancel, C-A-N-C-E-L-L, for left heel pain. Period. He recalled not being placed in a boot and had been full weight bearing and back to work. Period. Related to previous right ankle fracture, but is unsure of any recent fractures. Period. Dr. Cancel. Referred him for a CAT scan of the left ankle and foot. Period. This was done on 8/22/19 to be inserted. Period. He followed up to review those results with Dr. Cancel. Period. On a visit of 9/2/20, he conveyed a past surgical history that includes proximal femur / knee surgery and prior leg / ankle surgery. Period. He followed up with Dr. Cancel and his associates through 1/20/21. Period. They discussed his recent radiographs, including malunion of, scratch that. Period. He had a history of a prior left distal tibia fracture about 25 years ago with resultant malunion, as well as recent work-related fall, presents with post-traumatic left ankle arthritis. Period. Dr. Freeland, F-R-E-E-L-A-N-D, wanted to have him undergo an MRI of the ankle and then return. Period. New paragraph on 5/29/20. Get a permanency evaluation by Dr. Cohen, C-O-H-E-N. period. He recommended an MRI of the right knee and left foot. Depending on the outcome of those studies, he would need to be evaluated by a foot specialist and arthroscopist for the knee. Period impairment rating was deferred at that time. Period. Physical exam. Lungs and torso is normal. Extremities upper. There was a golf ball-sized cyst about his right wrist anteriorly, of which he was already aware. Period. The left shoulder was 1/2 inch higher than the right on a postural basis. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Hands, wrists, elbows, normal. Extremities lower. There was a heel 3.5 inch longitudinal scar laterally about the proximal knee with bony protuberance consistent with his prior surgery. Period. There was no atrophy or effusion. Period. The rest of that is normal. Feet and ankle normal. Knees normal. Cervical normal. Thoracic normal. Lumbosacral. He had a 1.5 inch healed oblique scar about the right flank. Period. And the rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 2/14/19, Douglas Reynolds fell out of a tree from a height of about 40 feet. Period. He did not strike his head or experience loss of consciousness. Period. He drove himself to the emergency room and refused application of a cervical collar. Period. He did undergo numerous radiographic studies that did not show acute abnormalities. Period. He was then seen by Dr. Cancel and his colleagues for left heel pain. Period. CAT scan of the left foot and ankle was done on 8/22/19 to be inserted here. Period. He did not undergo any surgery in this matter. Period. He paragraphed the current exam, found him to be well-muscled. Period. His head and neurologic exam were normal. Period. He had full range of motion of the upper and lower extremities, as well as the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spines, where provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. New paragraph there is 0%. Permanent partial or total disability referable to the left heel slash foot, comma, collarbone, comma, left hand, comma, back, comma, or left knee. Period. He has been able to return to the workforce in a similar capacity to the one he held with the insured. Period. In fact, he is self-employed as a contract climber. Period. End.